I have been,
and I talked about it last week, I was talking about the work. And I, here's what I want, here's what I want, here's what I pray for. I want you, I would like for you, I want for you to read this. I want you to read it and believe it. I want you to. I can't make you. I can't beat you up. You know, I can't do anything. But I really want you to read this word. All right? This is Genesis to Revelation. I want you to read this word. I read it every day. I would like for you to read it every day, or every other day, or every 3 days, or once a week, or once every 2 weeks. I would love for you to read this word. I can't make you. I can't force you. But this word is what you need for Christians. In the Bible, it refers to what it's talking about. And basically, you have two types of Christians. You got weak and you got strong. You have weak Christians and you have strong Christians. And it's not because God says, hey, I want to have weak Christians and I want to have strong Christians. It's not that. God wants us to be strong, and he gave us the word. And he gave it to all of us. So, I'll try to use this illustration. All right, give me my dollar back, okay? I'm going to give you a dollar. Okay. God is not the same when it comes, and God is not fair when it comes to gifts. Some of us have certain gifts. God is not the same, all right? My wife has the gift of cooking. I don't. All right? I'll kill you if I cook for you. I don't have that gift. All right? God has given us different talents. Talked about this last week. We have different talents. Certain things you can do. God's not fair with that. He's given us different things. But what he is fair with, he's fair with his love, and he's fair with the word. God has given everybody the word. Everybody. He's given you the word. Genesis to Revelation, he's given you the word. He's been fair with it. Alright? And so, let me explain it a little bit different. Okay. Alright. I'm going to give a black person a dollar. I'm going to give a white person a dollar. Alright? I'm going to give a young person. And I'm going to give an old person a dollar. Okay? I'm going to give a woman a dollar. And I'm going to give a man. All right? Give my dollar back. All right? I gave you a dollar. Now pretend it's $1 million. Just pretend. I just gave you $1 million. I gave a black one $1 million. I gave a white one. I gave a young. I gave an old. I gave a man. And I gave a woman. I gave them all. Now, what they can do is they can, and it's all the same. Genesis and Revelation, here's your $1 million. I gave them all. If the black one says, he gave his all. He's doing better. He's a strong Christian. No. I gave you $1 million too. The issue is, did you believe? Do you believe this? Will you hold on to this? Will you not let go of the word? I gave you and I gave you. And I gave you and I gave you. I gave you, I gave you. I gave every last one of them a dollar. Here's the word. He's given all of us the word. It's fair. He's giving up. What makes us weak? What makes us strong? Some of us will put this dollar down and we won't pick it up. If you hold on to it, if you won't let it go, you can do more. Do you follow? You can do more with this word. If you believe this word, you can do it. You will be a strong Christian. If you don't let go of this word, you will be a weak Christian. If you let go of it. It don't matter what color, it don't matter young or old. Hold on. And so my prayer for you, here's how I pray.
God, Glenn, I hope Glenn holds on to this word. Hope Joanne holds on to this word. Hope Graham holds on to this word. Hope Jeff. Hope Crawford. Hope he holds on to this word. That's how I pray. I want you to hold on to it. Don't let it go. If you hold on to it, you don't let it go, you'll be strong. You're a Christian. But to be a strong Christian, you gotta hold on to this. All of us got this. It's just where you hold on to it. Now the devil will try to get you to drop it. If he can get you to drop it, you become weak. He can mess you up. Everybody got that? That's the picture. All right? Now, here's what I saw. I saw the devil. The devil had 11 demons. And they all got, you ever seen football and they get in the huddle? And everybody get in the huddle? And the quarterback get in there and call the play? This is what I saw. I saw 11 demons and they were around Satan. And Satan, and he called a play. And he called four plays. That's what I saw. And I saw the demons. Now the demons were, there were twofold, or two types. They had one demons they dealt. They were spiritual in a sense, and they dealt with your thoughts. You couldn't see these. They kept messing with your thoughts, and they kept messing with your feelings and your emotions. Your thoughts, your feelings, and you couldn't see them. You can't see a demon, you can't see a spirit. But they're messing with your thoughts, and they're messing with your feelings and your emotions. Then I saw other demons in that huddle. And these demons had opened to somebody's body. And so they would get into somebody if they had an opening. So they were into somebody's body, so to speak, because you know, spirits can't touch it. So they got into people. People had opened up to them, and they got into people, and they were controlling those people. And they were having those people do what they wanted them to do. You're right. You might have seen this. You might have had this happen. Somebody come around you. You go, man, the devil must have sent you. And the demons did. The devil did. And they get in there and they'll pick on you and they'll hurt you and they'll point at you and they'll try to get you mad and they'll do all kinds of stuff. You were like, man, where'd you come from? So you got these two types. And I saw Satan. He called a play. He called four plays. And the whole gist of it, the whole reason he called those plays is because you were holding the word. You were a strong Christian. Listen, if you're not a Christian, or if you're a weak Christian, he doesn't have to mess with you. It's when you're a strong Christian, he has to mess with you. Why? What do you think Satan's here to do? Think about it. Satan's here to mess this world up. So he's trying to bring hate. You come in, you're a strong Christian, you're trying to bring love. He got to come and get you. He's trying to make the world sad. You're trying to make the world have joy. He's trying to bring war. You're trying to bring peace. There's a fight going on. You're a strong Christian. That's what you do. You're holding this word. That's what this word does. Love, joy, peace. So the battle is on. If you were lost, he would have messed with you. Now, the thing is he's trying to bring hate and war and sadness, so you won't get messed up anyway. So you might as well pick the Bible up and start fighting. But this is what's happening. This is why if you hold on to this word, see, those who hold on to that money and you use it, here's what's going to happen. He's going to come at you. He's going to fight you. That's why. Because you're holding on to this word. So his whole goal is run these four plays to try to get you to drop this. If he can get you to drop this word and let it go, he's done his job. So he's trying to stop. Four plays. First play, deceive. I'm going to try to deceive you. I'm going to try to get you to believe the word of the world more than the word of God. I'm going to try to deceive you. Remember Adam and Eve? I'll try to deceive you. Did God say that? Does this word really say what it says? Does it really mean what it means? If I can get you and I'll trick you, I'll try to get you to believe, hey, did you see all those people? They say you don't have to do that.
God says you have to do this, but you don't have to do that. You don't have to treat people nice. You don't have to be kind. You don't have to give. You don't have to help. You see, there's a whole, there's a stadium full of people saying you don't have to do that. And he'll do whatever he can. He'll try to deceive you, get you to drop the word. If he can get you to drop the word, drop your money, let it go, he did his job. And so he'll send people to deceive you. He'll send family. Mother. You might have a mother, might have a father. I used to deal with projects, dealing with kids. You had parents. They were doing stuff that was crazy. And the kids would say, my parents say it's all right. They're doing it. What word is that? And so you got to follow the word. But if you're going to pay a price, if you hold on to it. My friends are doing it. My wife is doing it. My husband is doing it. Got to hold on to the word. I don't know if you remember, some of you remember in the Bible, Ananias and Sapphira. There were two that, they were going to trick the church or cheat the church or whatever, out of money that they didn't have to, whatever. And so they're going to trick the church. And the man came up with a scheme. He says, hey, we're going to tell them we sold it for this and we're going to give them this. And the man does the trick. And he comes in there, he dies, drops dead. The wife comes later. She didn't have to follow him. Nope. She could have said, I ain't following him. I'm doing what God said. I'm going to be honest. She wasn't honest. Boom, she gone too. He'll try to deceive you, get you to drop his word. Whatever it says here, believe it. Hold on to it. You will be strong. If you don't hold on to it, you'll be weak. He'll try to deceive you. I saw him deceive you. I saw him try to scare people. He'll scare you. If he can scare you, he'll get you to drop him. I'll try to scare you. You won't face persecution. People won't get mad at you. People won't get upset with you. And people will. When you stand for Jesus, when you walk for Jesus, when you do right, when you love people, people don't like that. And they're going to come at you. And you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be talked about. You have to go through some suffering. Satan will make sure you'll get hit. You'll get blamed for stuff you didn't even. You'll get hit for doing right. You didn't do anything wrong. And you'll be blamed. You'll be put in prison. He'll do all kinds of slander your name. You didn't do anything. And he'll escape. He'll try to steal you. And it's all designed. If I can get you to drop this word, let go of this word. I'm not going to, okay, I'm going to face persecution. I'm not going to do it. Isolation. Won't nobody want to be your friend. You'll be like John. They'll put you on another island. You'll be all by yourself. It's all designed to get you to stop believing and reading and trusting the word. Bribe. He'll try to bribe you. He'll try to bribe you. Money, power, sex, Samson. I'll do whatever. Remember Samson? I'll do whatever. All right? If I can get you to drop this word, let go of this word. I'll pay you to do it. I'll give you a lot of money. I'm the richest ruler. Hey, listen, you don't want to go that way with Jesus. You lose your money. Whatever it is, I'll try to get you. He's going to try to get you to drop it. And he'll send demons to mess with your mind, which is your feelings and people. Family, friends. Last one, betrayal. Again, these are four players that he's called. I don't know which one. You might have gone through one, some, or going to go through some. He's going to call these four players. Deceive you. They're going to try to bribe you. Scare you. Betrayal. Judas. Somebody's going to hurt you. Somebody close to you. This is one of his best players. Your wife, your husband, your children, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, aunt, uncle, friend, best friend, all through school. They'll betray you. They'll stab you in the back. And it's all designed to get you to drop this word. It'll be a Judas. It's like Jesus. You have somebody else. Peter. Peter, do you know Jesus? And Peter starts cussing, talking trash. I don't know him. I ain't never seen him. Betrayal. They're trying to get you to drop this word. Let it go. If you don't drop it, you'll be strong. If you drop it, he still gonna love you. That's okay. But he wants you to hold on. That's what he wants you to be strong. Now understand, there's a degree. God ain't gonna let you get hit for more. I played football. I played when I was a peewee. God let only peewees hit me. You follow me? We just running each other. All right. Then there was middle school. Rec league gets a little bit harder. That was gonna hit a little bit harder. God's gonna allow it. Be a little bit older. Because it's by levels. Then you get into high school, gonna hit you. Say he's gonna hit you, gonna be a little bit harder. College, gonna hit you. But he's not gonna let more than you can handle. He's gonna control the devil. Devil's gonna come at you. I'm sorry. I wish he wouldn't. But if you want to be strong and you hold to this word, he's gonna come. But that's okay. Because we win the game. Amen. Father, I love you and I thank you and I praise you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for teaching us, Father, for walking with us. Help us hold on to your word and believe your word and trust your word. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all be